It's highly unusual for me to be on the radio talking about, I suppose, a severe weather event, and it's associated with warm weather. Normally, we're dealing with storms and rain and those other types of things that we're well accustomed to in Donegal. This is equally, I suppose, as risky, particularly for some of our population than some of the more severe weather, particularly around the heat and the impact that it may have on some of our, I suppose, particularly maybe vulnerable or elderly population as well. And it looks like we're certainly going to have a substantial amount of warm weather during this week.
Structurally, it doesn't have any impact, does it, as such? But also, too, and we can get back to those warnings, I'm mindful of, you know, land drying out, the risk of fire and what have you. Again, you know, the fire service would be responsible for dealing with that. If we're out and about, I'm thinking of these portable barbecues on dry grass, that kind of stuff. We really need our emergency services to be available for other types of emergencies, don't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, this time of year, you will see a lot of these, what would you call it, recreation associated fires taking place. And look, what again, you know, the normal thing that we have to appeal to people, you know, first of all, do not be, you know, lighting backyard fires. You know, do not be lighting scrub on land. Do not, if you do have an outdoor barbecue or external cooking elements, do not discard the remnants of it behind you, because those barbecues, by their nature, the embers will remain, I suppose, warm and hot for many, many hours. And I suppose, look, unfortunately, again, this time of year, whilst there's less of a risk, given that we have a lot of green grass out there now, in certain parts of the county, there's a substantial fire load, you know, particularly in our upland areas, scenic areas, and particularly in our forests. And when you have a fire commencing in that at this time of year with these high temperatures, it can be quite problematic. So look, you know, don't light fires anywhere near the woodland. Don't block forest entrances or roads where parking, etc., because we may need to access that through the fire service in the event of an emergency.
And of course, we are blessed with a fantastic coastline, wonderful inland waters. Before we talk about safety in the water, a little bugbear of mine, again, it's about emergency services. You know, the blocking of piers, slipways, the abuse of yellow boxes in these spaces, you know, seconds count. This could be life and death stuff.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, first of all, it's the worst of bad manners at the very, very least to be blocking. Yellow boxes are there for a reason. Hatched areas are there for a reason, because they need to be accessed in the event of an emergency. And none of us would want to have it on our conscience that we blocked an area that might have delayed any of our emergency response agencies, whether it's the Coast Guard, RNLI, Fire Service, National Ambulance Service, etc., and getting to people that really need that. So again, you know, take the extra 30 seconds, a minute, park where you're supposed to park, you know, park safely, and walk to, you know, the, as you say, the many wonderful areas of recreation that we have along our coastal
Yes,
margins.
many people will go to the water. It has to be said, though, the water heats up an awful lot more slowly than the air temperature, and it's still blooming freezing out there. If you're not used to it, we've got a huge population of open water swimmers, and they know the crack. But we do also have an awful lot of safe places for people to enjoy the water, you know, manned blue flag beaches, etc. So we can go out there, we can have fun. But do so safely. And if you can, please, especially with an easterly, avoid these floating toys, particularly in open water, because they are a potential death trap.
Unfortunately, Greg, this time of year, we do see an increase in instances of drownings. And look, that's the last thing we want. You know, kids particularly, they love the water, you know, and they're drawn to the water, and particularly during periods of warm weather. You know, it's nearly impossible to keep them out of the water. But I think your comments are well made. You know, these, particularly these floating lilos and tubes and so on and so forth, you know, if you are using them, then they should be under immediate parental or adult supervision at all times. At all times, because as you say, it only takes just a little bit of a gust of wind and you're out into the water. The other issue as well is, like, our strong recommendation is, you know, only swim in areas where there are beach lifeguards. They're there for a reason. They're there for your safety. They're there to ensure that you can, you know, enjoy the area. And if there are instances where, for example, it may be dangerous to swim, they put up the relevant flags in relation to that. The other point I'd like to make as well, you know, we do have areas, beach areas in County Donegal, that are more challenging than others to swim in. So, for example, there's lots of areas that have riptides, you know, that can, you know, pull in an experienced swimmer actually out to sea. And it is a challenge. And, you know, people panic. You know, they don't swim parallel to the shore until they get out of the riptide. They panic and then they find themselves in trouble. So, look, just be very, very cautious. You know, if, particularly if you have children, you know, have adult supervision at all times in those areas, and ensure, and as far as possible, to swim in areas where there are beach lifeguards in place.